Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God, you want to talk about awkward.
What happened?
My wife insists this is the right thing to do to make a kid feel more comfortable in our house.
Well, that's great. That's what you should do.
My 15-year-old daughter was mortified. And it feels like my wife was going out of her way to seem a little more worldly than she actually is. But it's easy for people to fall into this trap.
What happened?
Even when they have the best intentions, sometimes maybe it's best to leave other people's cultures to them.
Oh, yeah. Stay out of it?
Yeah! Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Okay. So on Sunday, we had a very unique experience in the Duffy household.
What happened?
My daughter met this new boy. He's new to her school.
Yeah.
Because he comes from another country.
Oh, like an exchange kid?
He is an exchange student.
Wow.
And she has made friends with this Italian exchange student.
Italian boy. Foreign Italian boy.
A boy from foreign soul. And like, if I didn't have enough Italians to deal with growing up in Kansas,
yes,
right? I got to Henrietta. I didn't think I'd have to deal with you people anymore. Anyway.
All right.
So, this kid wants to go to her hockey game on Sunday.
Okay.
And then he's going to come back over to the house. So I was hanging out at Bill Gray's for the Bills game. I didn't get to meet him at the hockey game. I'm back home, and they're on their way back. So I am hanging out in my basement watching football, and in comes Italian kid.
Yeah.
Welcome to America. So his host parents come to pick him up when it's all said and done. He's a nice kid.
Oh,
nice kid, right? So my wife and daughter walk him upstairs to the door.
Yeah.
And as I'm in the basement watching some of the 4 o'clock football, I hear my 15-year-old screaming at the top of her lungs.
What happened?
Mom! Mom! On the way out the door, my wife, in an effort to make the Italian kid feel more at home, did the goodbye smooch on each side of the cheek.
Oh, very European.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Ma. I believe.
Ciao. 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 Ciao.
My daughter was mortified. So I hear her screaming.
And you've never seen your wife do this before.
Never in the history of the world. Now, I hear my wife scream, or my daughter screaming, and I think something's wrong. So I sprint upstairs, and they are in full-blown argument, my 15-year-old and my wife. And my 15-year-old is telling my wife how embarrassing that was and how she could not believe she just did that. And my wife is trying to defend herself, saying that we, my wife and my daughter, or myself and my daughter, don't understand. This is how they greet each other and say goodbye to each other in Italy, which is interesting because I had no idea my wife was Italian.
Yes, but she has traveled.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
So how did little Enzo take it?
I don't know. I didn't see him. He was gone by the time I got upstairs
because,
you know, the whole my wife's kissing him on each cheek. I'm with my daughter on this one. This is weird.
I mean, I could anything your parent does is embarrassing enough, but if you're doing something that you're that you don't normally do, it was unexpected.
To a kid you just met, by the way. You just met him. So, Kimmy, you also think my wife was weird on this
one. So from your daughter's perspective, I would be mortified, probably.
Well, that leaves one more person in the room.
Yeah. I don't think she did anything
you
wrong.
You are such a pandering ass bitch.
What?
What? So if anybody else. Anybody else?
Anybody.
Me too. You know, you go to the Italian festival and someone's got a cousin in from Sicily.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay, your wife.
Yeah.
You go to the Italian festival, cousin from Sicily, and just met the guy on the way out. Mwah! Mwah! What's up, man? You're going to go, wow, that was worldly and cool.
I mean, a lot of people, and I know I'm guilty of it, when you meet somebody of that culture, you start acting like that culture because, like, you want to fit in, you want them to like you. And it's a terrible thing to do, but you start kind of like. Yeah, so like, all right, so my stepdaughter, she had the French kid that was over.
Right? The French kid.
So I kind of
noticed. So just to give a background for folks that are listening to the show. Yeah, no, you're fine. Your stepdaughter met a guy who was over here. He's authentic French.
Yeah, he's from Paris. He was staying over here, and they were friends for a while. So, you know, she brought him around. And then he even came back a couple of times after it flew back over. And stuff.
Yeah, that's how charming Tommy is. He's got Frenchmen coming over, mostly for outfit tips, to visit him again.
So we all, you could tell, like, we were all kind of acting French.
Yeah.
Why?
A little bit, because he had a thick accent. So you kind of like, you know, when you hear an accent, you start to like it yourself.
No, you don't. People do not do that.
You do it too.
No, you'll start to use words that they use. I think it does happen naturally.
I think anytime you're with any culture that is not yours, and if you're in it long enough,
it happens.
And I don't mean like years. I mean just in a day.
Like, I'm sure if people who like take a vacation down south will start to say.
Yeah, those people are douches. Those people are douches.
You do it. We all do it. It's very natural.
Do not do it.
Vocabulary.
I am dug into my selfness.
I think this goes beyond that. I think you want, and in your case, talking about like the French kid and stuff, you want them to think you're sophisticated.
Yes.
Is what it is.
But it goes beyond that too. When you drive down to New York City.
Yeah.
Your driving changes.
Okay, that's
you start thinking you're a New York cabbie. You start developing a
they
New York.
They want you to cut them off.
You start developing a Manhattan, New York style attitude when you start ordering pizza, when you start walking around. Hey, look at me, man.
Start
I'm Manhattan.
Using, like slang for like.
I'm Manhattan, baby. I'm on
the
vacation.
Train system.
I get it. I already know the. Yeah, I already know the schedules.
You are reaching so hard because you
I'm
think what my
you.
Wife did was stupid, and you don't want to say it out loud.
She was right.
You are a bitch.
And I bet you the kid appreciated a little. You know, taking the time to understanding his culture a little bit. It shows like you took initiative. You sitting there, Buffalo Bill, Bill Gray.
I want to get back to that later, actually, because that did cross my mind. But, again, 252 WCMF. My daughter has made friends with a Italian exchange student that goes to her school. The kid's been here 2 weeks. He's been in America for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He went to her hockey game on Sunday, came back. I'm watching football at the house. And as he's leaving, his parents, host parents, come pick him up. My wife, to say goodbye, I'm not standing there. My daughter gives him a mwah, mwah on each cheek to say goodbye because that's what Italians do. And my 15-year-old flipped out. And here's the thing. My wife, God love her, her heart is in the right place. She wanted the kid to feel welcome in her home. And in her head, this was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? But my wife does have a tendency to be that guy when it comes to certain other cultures. And the way you guys are describing this person is a lot kinder than it actually is. Because what they really are, I think I fit in. But you don't really fit in, guy.
But I'm willing to expand my thought process.
No, because like the examples you give in the last thing you brought up, like that gives some wiggle room. I'm talking about something as simple as going to a Mexican restaurant and ordering with an accent because that's how the word you think is supposed to be pronounced. Could I get a margarita? Right? Like a 60-year-old bald white guy. Yes, I'd like a margarita, please. Thank you. I'd also have a fajita.
But don't you do that when you go to an Italian restaurant?
No, I don't.
Oh, really? When you order, what do you order?
What do I order?
Yeah.
Chicken parm. Real parm.
What kind of cheese do you like on it?
Mozzarella cheese.
So this happened to me a while back.
Okay.
And I did it to a man.
What did you do? You kissed him?
Yes. I'm serious. So I was at this place, and I was going to this bar every night. I was on vacation, and I knew that these people, the men kiss each other on the cheek the same way.
Okay.
So every night I would meet up. I would just meet this guy at this bar every night. And matter of fact, he turned me on to some stuff when I was on vacation.
Yeah, Kimmy, let's just catch up with the story.
I'm traveling by myself.
He would meet this man at a bar every night who turned him on, and then he'd kiss him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it was my last night there, and I said, hey, man, it was really great meeting you, you know, and I gave him a kiss on both cheeks. I'm not making this up.
And you initiated it.
I initiated it. And he was, because I had also read that this is what they do.
Yeah, okay. But you don't like to hug people goodbye.
I don't.
You hate any type of physical touch.
Okay,
from
but I was also really boozed up.
All right.
Like I was like I've been
blame
drinking.
It on what you got to blame?
Oh, no, Kimmy. What he said is he was looking good. He had the beer goggles.
I was drinking all day. He was shocked. He was like. Like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah!
You little weirdo. But I did it. Now, the alcohol was probably helping.
Okay. You're that guy. You know what you are? And you know what my wife is and all these people are describing? You're a culture chameleon.
Yeah, I think we all are.
No,
I think that's my point.
Do you think it's a little different, though, in your wife's case and in your case with that person being in your home, you're not so much doing it to fit in. You're doing it so they feel comfortable, so they feel welcome.
But that was my wife's argument. But I think that's what makes it even more jarring, because this kid is in an American house, the most American family that could be American.
But that's probably why she would be worried that Eve would feel uncomfortable.
I would have to be a fly on a wall when you go to some of these out of the way restaurants you like to go to that have deep cultural roots and see how you act.
I am me and I ask for the food and I'll ask questions.
Dale.
Wait, you think when I walk into Libby Shemaker's
restaurant? Oh, you turn into Banana Boat Sammy.
No, absolutely not.
Walking in there, man.
Absolutely.
And when
not.
You go down to that soul food joint.
What? What about it?
I bet you get down. You start talking different.
I don't start talking.
You start jiving around.
Bro, just because you're a culture
smoking
chameleon.
Smoking Lucy's.
And you're trying. I was doing that anyway. Just because you're a culture chameleon doesn't mean you can pin that on everybody.
Because you
else.
Think you fit in with those people, too.
Well, I mean, I fit in better than you do.
Wow. Well, in that outfit?
Yeah, absolutely.
What? You look like the guy that turned off the heat.
Hoodie and pants? Yeah, because I knew it was going to be cold, so I wore my hoodie. Look, man, the culture chameleon, whether it's you, whether it's my wife, is the most...
It shows a level of sophistication and willing to learn.
They are the most insufferable people on the planet. And you know, here's the one. Here's my favorite, right? I actually did a semester in abroad and...
But your wife did.
But you're not there anymore,
But like, your wife probably... Did she study... Like, she probably did, like, some semesters over.
Okay, so here's the thing. My wife ended up very worldly. I don't mean to cut you off, Kimmy. I'm sorry. By accident. So, like, for those who don't know, my wife is a first-generation Jamaican-American.
Yeah.
Her dad was not born here. She's been back to Jamaica to see family all throughout her life all the time, right? She traveled the world doing ballroom dancing competitions in college. So
it's huge.
She's been places.
Yeah.
When she was in medical school and in residency, she had a whole bunch of classmates, teachers, and mentors that were from all different countries in the world.
Yeah.
So she has been exposed to a lot of different cultures. So I guess she feels like it comes natural to her, but that's what makes it so hard to pull it back, because like, you can't give that presentation up front before you smooch a 15-year-old kid from Italy on the cheek twice. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
What do you mean, all right? All right, you're not there right now, right? Like, we put ice in our drinks, we drink our beers cold, and we don't have dinner at 10:30 p.m. We're American. You don't have to pretend.
Yeah, but you also, I think you're right. I think that there are people that want to pronounce things a certain way because they want people to think that they've been there before. I also think that there are people that try to do that because they don't want to offend the person by saying it wrong.
So then
do you know
ask
what I mean?
Just ask for the pronunciation. I will do that.
Give me one of them gyros.
Yeah, yeah.
With the lamb spam.
No, but like if I go to
I do worry that like I sound ignorant by saying something a certain way when it's not pronounced that way at all.
So like we go to a lot of Mexican restaurants and there's so many good authentic.
Yeah, we
Mexican.
Know every morning. He just dropped ass a little while ago.
Oh, look,
you thought it was
talking,
so funny.
King of the ass over here, smooching drunken dudes and dropping ass. If we go to, I don't speak Spanish. I never took Spanish. I am not good at Spanish. So, like, if I order something that I don't recognize, I will say, can I have the, and I'll say, how do you pronounce this and point it on the menu?
Yeah.
That way
what's
I'm not.
What's this?
Yes.
Can I have that tamale? Yeah.
That's way more appropriate than say, can tamale? I have a dim in a bed? No, I don't know how to say it.
Can I get that with white bread?
Part of what you're describing, though, is just simply people trying to respect a culture.
The pet has.
No, but you know I think mean? It has the opposite effect to the people that are
it
receiving
might.
It.
It probably looks that way, but I can understand why people do it without it being like a show-off kind of thing.
All right, so you've been to Montreal, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you attempt to say thank you or please in French?
No.
You don't?
No.
You've never said merci?
No.
Even though you took French?
Yes.
You're going to tell me you've been to Montreal.
I've never
and you've been
done
to Quebec.
It. I've never done it.
Thank you for my coffee.
I love how you.
Tim Hortons.
I love how you are trying to paint me like the white bread on culture.
Do.
Says man who lives in Pittsburgh, the most white bread wonder. Everything has to stay the same. We got ourselves a Mexican restaurant, but we put it right on the border in case we got to build a fence. Shut up. Bitch.
I know you do it, man.
I ain't doing it.
I ain't doing it, man.
Let's
think about culture.
Yes.
When you were in London, they drink their beer warm, right?
Yes.
Usually. I mean, you didn't want to drink it warm, probably, but you did to fit in.
No bar I walked into had only warm beer. I always got cold beer in London. Right.
Give me American beer.
But if they'd given
that
you
was frustrating.
Warm beer, you weren't going to ask for something cold, even though that's what you're saying you should be doing. If you want it that way, this is how I drink it.
Well,
I'm not going to fit into your culture.
I was aware that I did not want to drink warm beer, so I looked for the fridge that had the beers in. I never drank anything on tap because I was afraid it was going to come out warm. No, I mean, look, man, is it bad that I like what I like and I have a culture that is mine and I'm not trying to, like...
I don't know, but you're going off to experience new things.
No, you're right.
Give
you're
me
right.
Budweiser and a white bread tamale.
No, if we're going to talk about culture, you're right. I actually was surprised going to London, the culture shock that I had, because I assumed we both speak the same language.
Similar.
We're both pretty much the same kind of, we come from them, right? At least this country comes from them. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was very surprised how different things were in England compared to daily life here in America.
Did you try any British food?
Yeah, I had British breakfast every day.
All right.
Yeah.
You get baked beans.
It was good. I did not expect the baked beans to be so sweet.
Yeah, they're very good.
But I wasn't like using British terms, which I don't even understand. Like they're just I'm convinced half of them they're just making them up.
So you never took the lift?
No, I rode the elevator.
You never checked under the bonnet?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you don't know what that is.
What's the bonnet?
It's the hood of your car. The bonnet is the hood of your car.
See, you sound like a douche right now. Mm. You sound like a massive douche.
And you never called me on the telly.
No.
Or the mobile.
I was not doing any of those. I do feel bad for the kid for one other reason.
What?
252 WCMF on Sunday. My daughter, friend of hers, he's been in America for 2 weeks. He is an Italian exchange student. He went to her hockey game and then came back on Sunday while I'm watching football. So I was at Bill Gray's, right? So I get home afterwards, and I beat them home.
Yeah.
So my basement, you know, I got all my sports memorabilia up.
Yeah.
And I got 3 TVs, and all of them have different games on.
Yeah.
I am in my Jim Kelly jersey, and I got my Bills hat on. And knowing the family was coming home, it's cheat day.
Yeah.
So I got...
You got a spread.
So I got
fried... Which is a very American thing, because I don't think they have cheat day in Italy.
Every day is cheat day. Have you met those men? So I had...
You tell that little joke to...
Yeah. I know. Get out of my house, kid. I don't need you Italian boys hanging around my daughter. I grew up in Gates. So... I ordered this massive spread of fried chicken that I picked up on the ride home. And bro, it's everything. It's fried chicken, it's slaw, it's mac and cheese, it's potato wedges, and I've got it. I've got this table in my basement. I've got it all laid out.
Look at that.
And this kid walks down into my basement, and it's like a raccoon that got in the bank.
His eyes
are just like, what is this?
Wow.
So I'm like, have you eaten yet? And he's like, no, I have not eaten yet. So I'm like, hey man, you know, whatever, feel free. Do you like chicken? I love fried chicken. So we're talking about it. And
how do you sound like that?
I like fried chicken. Yes, I don't know. Do you want? He can't sound like me.
I didn't need the accent. I understand he had words.
Well, no, because here's the thing.
Talking with your hands?
You're going to think I'm talking about me talking to myself. What I'm getting at is I have a realization.
Yeah.
He is sitting down. Now, this kid's a beanpole, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's the most European kid.
Well, they keep their weight down.
Understood.
They walk everywhere.
Understood.
In dress shoes.
He plays soccer, too. I mean, a little on the nose, if you're asking me. He's got this giant plate of fried chicken and mac and cheese in front of him. He is sitting in my basement surrounded by my sports memorabilia.
He's probably smoking.
It's super loud. It's the most American scene he can be in. And I felt the need to say, hey, we don't normally live like this. This is just a Sunday thing for us.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, oh. And I'm like, do you eat fast food in Italy? Like, what's your favorite fast food? He goes, my parents are not big on fast food, but I have tried Wendy's since I got here.
All right.
Very good. I have also tried Chick-fil-A. Very good.
Look at him. See, he's embracing the culture.
Something adorable, though.
What's that?
I go, all right, so now we're talking. I want the kid to feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, what was the food that you've tried here that you hadn't tried that you liked the most? And he goes, sweet potato fries.
Oh. That's out of the left field.
Yeah.
Well, probably not often that, I don't know, is that just an us thing?
I don't know. I didn't know that other people.
But, yeah, that makes sense that it would be bigger here.
But like of all of the food you can have in America that you don't have over in Europe, and it's a lot of it. For him to be drawn to sweet, he goes, I go to the store and I buy a bag of sweet potato fries and I come over to school and I put people.
Do they not have sweet potatoes in Italy? Is that something they don't grow?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because I've never had any like potato style Italian food.
Yeah, me either, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that'd be it. But that's like smashed up potato.
Yeah. Well, that is a potato, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah,
but
the version.
But like he's eating all this mac and cheese and fried chicken and all these. I like sweet potato fries. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. European kid. So I don't know if this kid's coming back over.
Oh, you think your wife chased him away?
Well, yeah. What's her plan now moving forward? Like, is she going to continue? Like, is she going to take a hard stance on this?
Or has she
been embarrassed?
I don't know. Well, no, because she was still defending herself last night. Actually, to that point, we're all going to be cool here, right? Because everyone listening, too. We're all friends and family here, everyone listening. Last night, the argument came up again.
Oh.
And my wife defended herself again.
Yeah.
And I was laughing, and I had my laptop open working on the show. And she's like, you're not going to talk about this on the air, right? And I was like, I didn't say no.
All right.
But I... Yeah. So everyone be cool.
Okay. All right, I'll be cool.
If you see my wife or have an appointment with my wife today, do not tell her we talked about it.
I will not see her until next August. So you're good. Unless this thing gets bigger on my back.
And which, and by the way, if it does get bigger, she's going to kiss both sides of it. I'm just kidding. Don't get booked with my wife. Think she's going to kiss your skin. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
In this case, freedom is not worth it.
Oh.
What this guy had... let me try this again. What people witnessed have to get done to rescue this man. The embarrassment is such... that even being stuck in this thing for hours is worth the freedom that would come with what had to happen.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So around this time yesterday, we talked about how many drinks you will be served on a plane, on average, before you are cut off. And one man got to 7 before they told him thanks, but no thanks. We discovered that Tommy has had 6 drinks in a 3-hour flight on multiple occasions. Today... we talk about what could happen if you drink too much on a plane.
Oh.
And here's the thing. We don't even know if this man was drunk. It wasn't even his fault, it sounds
like. Oh, okay.
There is a video that has gone viral of a man who got trapped in a Southwest plane bathroom.
Oh, well, they are pretty tight.
No, I'm not saying like he was too fat to get out. I'm saying the door got stuck
closed. Okay.
So, the flight was from Florida to Baltimore, and the video, which has gone viral, shows a steward and a stewardess, along with the pilot of the plane, standing outside of the door while the flight is in the air.
All right.
Now,
and the dude's in there.
We don't know how long he had been stuck in the bathroom, but the pilot came up with a brilliant idea to get him out.
What?
In the video, you can see the pilot rear back and kick the bathroom door in.
Like the cops breaking into the house?
But it took him multiple tries to kick the door in.
But you think there would be some kind of lever.
Yeah.
Like secret lever that they know about that you don't.
To unlock it in case somebody locks themselves in there on purpose or something.
That's a great point.
Yeah. I kind of assume there is. I think maybe the mechanism failed or something. Who the hell knows?
And by the way, where did the guy stand when he kicked the door in?
So he told him, stand back.
There's no back here.
Stand back. That's the only way we're getting you out of here.
That bathroom is small for me.
Yeah, bathrooms are plain. So
yeah.
It's a whole other argument. No, I mean, it doesn't look like he got kicked. It looked like it worked.
How did he alert people that he was stuck in there? He just started banging on the door? I would think like it would be hard to hear in a plane.
Well, the other thing is people lining up to use the crapper.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I'm stuck in here.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know how he alerted. All we have is the video of right before the pilot kicks the door in. And also it's the stewardess going, don't film this, as the guy continues to film it happening. So the guy stands back. He kicks the hell out of this door. The pilot does. They free the man. And what might be the funniest part of the video, the stewardess, who looks to be in her 50s, puts her arms.
Oh, one of the younger ones.
He gets out. And this is just like a guy in his 50s, kind of a fat guy. She, like, puts her arms around him to comfort him. He's a grown-ass man being held by the stewardess.
Well, if he's claustrophobic, he could have been going nuts.
But, like, it's almost like he was like, okay, I want to get out of here now. And she's, like, trying to hug him, and he's like, It's the most awkward interaction from front to back you've ever seen.
God damn.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You're on a flight, Southwest. You get stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Knowing how they handle it now, are you saying anything?
Well, I had to. I'm stuck. Yeah, what do you do?
What else are you going to do?
Wait till the plane lands? Figure it out then.
Yeah, but it's going to be the same process.
And everybody's going to get pissed if they got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
You'll be banging on the door.
Because you only got 2 crappers usually Four and F.
But you can also pretend like I got something going on in here. You know what I mean?
Like, well, you're like,
yeah, but eventually you're going to have to rubbing get one out.
No, I meant having diarrhea, you sick freak.
I would rather say I'm rubbing one out than I've got the Hershey squirts at 30,000 feet.
Why would you want people to?
I am rubbing one out.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing but hot 50-year-old stewardesses in here.
I am writing that out in the plane for the rest of the flight.
No.
I don't want everyone to watch me.
You can't. They're not going to let you.
Yeah.
They're going to, because as soon as they
know. They're going to think an emergency happened.
Right. Or you died or you're doing drugs.
No, I can talk. Hey, I can't stop pooping. Serious question.
How long can you not stop pooping?
I'm sure a colonoscopy.
Honestly, I bet you there are people that have had this happen to
massive
them on a plane.
Massive squirts?
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask a serious question. Right. And this video, if you want to see it, it's hilarious. I encourage you to go find it. What happens if, let's say, I'm just running out the back end and I can't stop, and we're about to descend? They want me in my seat with my seatbelt on, but if I get off this toilet, I'm going to brown the seat. Do they let me ride out the landing?
No,
I don't.
They
think
make
so.
You. They make think, you. Yeah. You had to be belted in a seat. So, if there's an air marshal on, he will get you out of that bathroom, brown trot you right back to your seat, and you'll have to sit in your own.
Yeah,
poop.
Because people have crapped themselves on planes.
No, I understand. Yeah. But like, if I tell them, listen, if you take me out of here, I'm going to poop my pants. Do they have to take me out of there? Kimmy, will you Google that? Serious question.
Ground control to Major Brown. This is Major Brown. My ass is out of control. I can't control my hole.
You still Google it. You got another version of you. Feel free. No, because you think about this. If I brown the seat, you've now caused an hour delay because I got to switch that seat out in hazmat.
Well, bro, you already browned up the bathroom. They got to clean that thing
up,
too,
but that's easier
man.
To clean than a seat that can soak in my poo.
All right. Usually they're not cloth seats, though.
Right? Well, it depends on what you're flying.
I mean, give me one of them air sick bags. Just put it over your ass.
You're going to have pantsless with an air sick bag over your hole while you're belted in. 252.
Yeah, because it says in an emergency, an enclosed toilet could become a trap.
Okay.
So,
which, by the way, it became for this man. So, emergency.
So, you had to get a DC.
A flight attendant will try to get you out of the bathroom during descent by knocking and unlocking the door from the outside. So, they can do that.
Yeah. So, if you've got diarrhea, if you're on a rag, get back to your seat.
It's a safety risk. It's a major safety risk.
Why would you be sitting on the toilet if you're on the rag?
Well, maybe you're having a tough flow problem. Some women have bad flow.
You're free bleeding at 30,000 feet?
Free bleeding.
I really regret using that term in front of you.
Yep.
Because now that's...
Bleeding that hole.
Are you doing the dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Bleeding.
The door can be removed entirely if you try to keep it locked.
They jerked the whole door off.
Well,
you're sitting there on a crapper with your drawers down around your ankles.
You could be reported to the captain and potentially face consequences for disobeying crew instructions.
Okay, but again, if I'm risking pooping my pants and getting brown all over the seat in the aisle, I may take that risk. They're trying to think of more poo songs.
Brown control.
You already did that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.